And Omega,
thousands elsewhere.
Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. We give you
moment. I'm going to turn it over to the greeter. Greeter, are you there?
Yes, I am. Glory, 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 glory to God on this July 1st morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning to our TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell, residing here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and we welcome you to Worship the Worthy Lamb Wednesday. Hallelujah. You know, I got to share this scripture. Revelations 5:12 says, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this awesome Wednesday morning, Father God. We know, Lord, that it's awesome and it's a privilege to be in your presence, Lord. And we know that it's better to spend one day in your house, in your presence, than 1,000 elsewhere. Lord, we give your name glory. We give your name praise. We give your name honor, because truly you are worthy to be praised. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to sit at your feet and hear what the Spirit has for us this morning. So we're asking in the name of Jesus that you bless us, Lord God, and bless us indeed. Keep us, Lord, at your feet. Keep us, Lord, in your presence. Touch the minister this morning, Father, that's going to give a word like never before. Thank you for the anointing that you have placed upon her in such a manner, Father God, that we all will receive from your presence. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for touching our Artist Life family, Lord God, the company in its entirety, strengthening each and every one of us as we go forth being healthy, as we worship you, because you're worthy to be praised. Lord God, have your way this day. Have your way in our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. Have your way, O God, in these United States of America. We be careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor, because truly, you are worthy to be praised. We thank you. We bless your name. And we honor you. In Jesus' mighty name, we say hallelujah and amen. I will now turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
Good morning. Yes, I am.
Thank you so much,
Minister Brenda. Yes.
Our Minister Benita, take it away. God bless you.
Okay. Worship the Worthy Lamb Wednesday. I appreciate that that tag for today, Minister Kalen, absolutely touching my spirit, because he is my Alpha and Omega, as he sent his angels by to kiss me on my cheek and woke me up exactly. Because I woke up a couple of times this morning, and it just, the way he just had his angels wake me up was so pleasant. And to hear that voice and that, oh, my God, thank you so much, as I go on and on and on. Listen, my name is Bonita, and I am out of New Jersey. I welcome you to the Master's Call. We are here, and we will be celebrating 10 years as our co-founders, Drs. Vanessa Weatherspoon and P.K. Roberts Patton founded this call October 10th, 2010. So this is a momentous year for us. We are celebrating a great, great celebration this year. So just I encourage you to stick around and hang out with us. We stand on, our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day, because the scripture that we use is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. And if that isn't proof, as Minister Kalen brought us in the morning our prayer comes before him, because he is our Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, our healer, our redeemer, our go-to. I can just go on and on and on, but that's not for me. That is for the word that's going to come forth this morning. If you choose to be a part of this particular family, you might want to sing, you might want to host, you might want to greet, you might have a word, you just might want to just be a part of the family. And then as you just hang around, you can do one of these things. We do have a website and an email address. The email address is info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. You can also send your prayer requests there and your praise reports, because we always like to hear about what God is doing in our life. I'm not going to, I want to make sure this particular next voice you hear, because she's truly an educator, okay? I think she's working on her second doctorate. She's got all of the other ones, of the other acronyms, BA, MA, and blah, blah, blah. She's got all these titles, but she's truly an educator. So I want to make sure I give her the most time. We have a website, the www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. There are all our bios. It's an awesome website. You can share any of the previous messages that you've heard on this call. So it's available 24/7. You can always go to this website and receive a word. So that is definitely something that you would want to share with someone else. 2020, the theme that has been developed is with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us. The evidence of greater words must be released and seen. Let me repeat that. With supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. Praise God. I dare you to chew on that. Artists International, ARDYSS, is a company that has brought many of us together. And this is an awesome company because they have some nutritional products. During this crazy period that we find ourselves in, it is definitely good to have not only the word, but some nutritional products to combat what's going on. So this Artist International, if you've never heard of this company, I would encourage you to get back with the person that invited you to this call, because I believe I might have heard a new voice on the line, or you can send that question to that email address that I previously gave you, info@themasterscall.net, and someone will get back to you, either Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or Brenda Terrell, which is our prayer general. Immediately after this call is the Morning International call, and that number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294617#. And this is Presidential Tuesday. So let me give you one more piece of information so that the true educator can come on board. We are so delighted. The next voice that you will hear is one of our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we lovingly call our eagle that will gently push us out of our comfortable space nest. A lot of times, and I'll speak perfectly clear, we're not willing to do so. But this woman is an educator, and she realizes, truly she's an educator. I'm not going to belabor and give you her whole bio because it is extensive. But she's a woman of God. She was under the tutelage of Oral Roberts. She's a caregiver. She's an industrial engineer. So she definitely pays attention to detail. But she's got many hats, many titles. But the next voice that you will hear is one of our co-founders and our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I know you're out there.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Love you. And just so blessed to see you blossoming and climbing out that nest and spreading those wings and flying. So thank you, Minister Benita Cates from New Jersey, for hosting us this morning. And wow, did she set the atmosphere or what? Minister, psalmist, Kaylin Lee, we are so blessed by the anointing on her young voice. We're talking about a young person who is so faithful every Wednesday. We're praying for her transition to college, that everything with this COVID-19 works out. But she has just been such a blessing to this Master's Call family. And then to my prayer general, I tell you, I don't know what I'd do without her. She has been such a blessing, a pillar of strength, not even just for the Master's Call, but for artist life. She has coined the phrase that these are the best products on this side of heaven, and I'm talking about none other than Minister Brenda Terrell. So thank you, and I heard my co-founder, you know, I keep praying for her. She tries to take the whole month of July, and I always have to remind her, her mother birthed her on one day, but that's okay. I love her, and I'm going to let her have her month, and I'm talking about none other than our phenomenal Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, down there now out there in California early this morning, giving us a shout-out. We love and appreciate you so much, and we wouldn't have been able to make this journey that we have been on with the Master's Call. And to the most important is all of you who have called in. Warmest Kingdom greetings I bring you from Prairie View, Texas this morning. Well, this is the beginning of a special time, and you all know, as she said, I am a historian, so I'm going to try to do two things, and what I don't finish, I'll be back later on at the end of the week to finish up, but this is coming up on July 4th, so let me just give you a brief history about the 4th of July. It's really what we call a happy birthday. America will be 244 years old this Saturday. We'll be 244 years old. Now, many of us of color do not count July 4th as our Independence Day because of chattel slavery was still well into effect. And our Black Independence Day we recently just celebrated came on June 19th and the holiday of Juneteenth. But nevertheless, variously known as the 4th of July and Independence Day, July 4th has been a federal holiday in the United States since 1941. But the tradition of Independence Day celebrations go back to the 18th century and the American Revolution, which we know took place from 1775 through 1783. And in June 1776, representatives of the 13 colonies then fighting in the revolutionary struggle weighed a resolution that would declare their independence from Great Britain. And on July 2nd, the Continental Congress voted in favor of independence, and 2 days later, its delegates adopted the Declaration of Independence, a historic document which was drafted by Thomas Jefferson. And from 1776 until the present day, July 4th has been celebrated as the birth of American independence, with typical festivities ranging from fireworks, parades, and concerts to more casual family gatherings and barbecue. And COVID-19 is making us all do it a little different this birthday. Now, the birth of American independence, when the initial battles in the Revolutionary War broke out in April of 1775, a few colonists desired complete independence from Great Britain, and those who did were considered radical. But the middle of the following year, however, many more colonists had come to favor independence, thanks to the growing hostility that came from Great Britain and the spread of revolutionary sentiments such as those expressed in Thomas Paine's best-selling pamphlet. We all studied it in high school, called Common Sense, published in early 1776. So on June 7th, when the Continental Congress met at the Pennsylvania State House, later now called Independence Hall in Philadelphia, the Virginia delegate Richard Henry Lee introduced a motion calling for the colonies' independence. A very heated debate took place, and the Congress postponed the vote on Lee's resolution, but appointed a 5-man committee. Sometimes you got to break it down a little smaller to get to the victory. And that included Thomas Jefferson of Virginia, John Adams of Massachusetts, Roger Sherman of Connecticut, Benjamin Franklin of Pennsylvania, and Robert R. Livingston of New York. And they drafted the formal statement justifying their break from Great Britain. So this Saturday, we want to make sure that we take the time and make the time to understand that the reason they came was to break from the tyranny of Great Britain. And this will be, this Saturday, our 244th birthday as an independent country in America. And all come from all around the world to this place because of its moral tenets to be the land of the free and the home of the brave. All righty. So that's a little bit about the history of why it's not just about barbecue and it's not just about parades, because a lot of times, unfortunately, we don't know our history as well as we should, why we do what we do. And a lot of that is our elders' fault, who may not have taught us as well. But there is a word from the Lord. This has been a time and a season where many call it synonymous with a lot of suffering. And if we don't see ourselves as God sees us, we'll miss the bigger message of what God is saying. So I want to talk briefly this morning and get it started on the topic of chosen by God, his special possession. Chosen by God, his special possession. And I'm coming from 1 Peter 2, the 9th verse. And that first book of Peter, we know he was the radical apostle, cutting off folks here. He was the cussing fisherman. He was the one who dared Jesus and did walk on water. That's the brother right there. 1 Peter 2, that 9th verse, says, "But you are not like that, for you are a chosen people. You are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light." See, we're excited today as we head toward the celebration and the honor and the life legacy of this great country, the United States. Many of us on this call, we were brought here because we honor and celebrate this great company, Artist Life, and the true journey of our founder, as we lovingly call him Papa, Antonio Diaz de Leon. While we're still just as excited as we're headed towards celebrating 10 years with the Master's Call in this October. But we began this journey October 25th in 2010, and we have not missed not one day, Monday through Friday, since we started our journey. And it's a journey when you head toward purpose. And so today, each one of us individually, let's break it all the way down to the least common denominator. Each of us have a story, a legacy, a life of experiences we could share and encourage someone just by telling your story. See, we started off this call telling the story of how America got started, but each one of us individually have a story. What about this season? All of us can share how this COVID-19 has affected and truly changed our lives since March. Still unsure of what the future holds. And as we celebrate and honor today just having life, we are also reminded that we all, those who call themselves Christians, must strive to stop, and let the reflection of God's word shine brightly in us and through us in our lives each and every day. So let's talk a little bit about this book named after the Apostle Peter. Most scholars believe this book was written about A.D. 64 years after the death of Christ. And the basic theme of 1 Peter is, what is the proper response to Christian suffering? Oh, let me get that theme in your spirits this morning, as the old folks say, your spirit this morning. The 1 Peter teaches us the proper response to Christian suffering. which is what really all of us are going through in America and around the globe. Peter addresses this epistle to, quote, strangers in a world that is growing increasingly hostile to Christians. These believers are beginning to suffer because of their stand for Christ. And Peter uses this letter to give them counsel and comfort by stressing the reality of their living hope. That's not a cuss word, that four-letter word, hope in the Lord. By standing firm in the grace of God in the fifth chapter, the 12th verse, they will be able to endure their fiery trial. And Peter talks about that in chapter 4 in the 12th verse. Knowing that there is a divine purpose behind their pain. COVID-19 did not catch God off guard. He knew all about it from the beginning of time. So we have to learn, glean, adjust, and give the proper response in the midst of our pain. And as we reflect again on our prophetic text of promise, there is a timely purpose. There is a specific strategy. There is a meaningful, meaty message. We must today stop and examine and let it x-ray our hearts and clarify our commitment and expose our true experiences and define the real depth of our determination and the test of the true temperament of what we call trust, if we really trust in God and are willing to bear the burdens, to birth the blessings, to reflect what it truly means, even in this 2020, to suffer for Jesus. Oh, come on. We finna talk about what real suffering is. Some of us just think folks have made us suffer when they didn't speak to us or they didn't acknowledge us when they should. No, no, we're talking about the proper Christian response to suffering. See, this scripture by itself is saying a lot that we don't want to miss. And hold on just a second. And that it's saying some noble and lofty and uplifting and edifying things. It sounds so complimentary, being full of being chosen. Everybody likes to be chosen in a higher select class. It makes those elect sound so royal and regal, all of us being called priests, those full of promise, destined for prominence and power. It even makes some of us stick our chest out when Peter calls us chosen. It makes you feel you are the select of the most specifically selected. But the true backdrop of this book was written by Apostle Peter in response to the news of the growing opposition to the believers in Asia Minor. Hostility and suspicion were mounting against Christians in the empire, and they were being reviled and abused for their lifestyles and subversive talk about another kingdom. Christianity had not yet received the official Roman ban, but the stage was being set for the persecution and martyrdom of the near future. Listen to this prophet. Those days are now these days. It is going to get much worse before it gets better. Hear me by the Spirit of the living God. And we will have to learn to persevere because being a Christian will almost appear to many like a cop-out, saying you choose to pray and seek the face of God instead of go off will just seem like an escape route to many. And when we must understand that our light must shine and understand that we are chosen by God and we are his special possession, and we have to get a clear understanding as I close and I'll finish this up on Friday, we have to make sure that Minister Keisha is bringing the word on Friday, on next Monday, to help us understand that there's a work for us to do, that there is a role for us to play. There is a posture. We must position ourselves to have the correct, proper response to Christian suffering. You can't be out there fussing and cussing and having sloppy agape and being inconsistent and careless. Ah, you're chosen by God, and we're his special possession. And we're going to go over three main principles, three main themes that Apostle Peter wanted to instill into our hearts and spirits as his believers, his mouthpieces with the message in Christianity. I speak and decree in your spirit a new boldness, a new strength, a new tenacity to want to fight the good fight of faith with the integrity, the character of Christ. And that as we walk through the days, weeks, months ahead, we will not grow weary in well-doing. We will seek the mind of Christ. We will have a heart that is full of the compassion of Christ. And that God is our provider and our keeper, and that the blood of Jesus is our battle axe. I seal and decree this word in our spirits because we are chosen by God and his special possession. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Bonita.
Thank you, Dr. V. I'm going to ask you, of course, you know, stick around, please, for a benediction. Yes, family, see, that's true evidence. She's a true educator. And it's just lovely to know that we have been chosen by God. And I'm going to just do a few things here. Thank you, Father, for that word. Thank you for your child. Thank you for just the reassurance to know that we are your chosen, that we heard that word, and that we will chew on that word, Father, that we will take that word and we will cherish it to know that we are yours. Father God, we have a prayer request. We have a list that you already knew. You know the names. You knew everything that was going to happen. Father, we just bring this list before you of the ones that have come to us for special prayer. There's nothing that's going on that is a surprise to you that might have been a surprise to us. Father, we appreciate each and everything that you are doing, have done, and will do for each and every one of us that stand before you. We are your chosen children so that we know that you have our back, our front, our side, up and down, that we, as we carry the full armor of your word each and every day as we go forth in this day, we ask you, Father, to put back into our speaker, your child, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, put back into her everything that she spews out to us constantly, Father, that you replenish her with the word. We ask you to keep a covering around our other co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, as she goes forth, Father, and celebrates yet another year on this earth, Father, for a full month. So we cherish her. Father God, we just love you so much, and we just appreciate things that you are doing for us, have done for us, and continue to do for us. And this is in our brother's name, Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, it's been a plum pleasure that I've been able to host for you this morning. And I will encourage you after this call to go to our morning motivational call where Presidents, Victoria and Reginald Flanagan will be your hosts for Presidential Tuesday. That number is 712-770-4005, PIN 29461 pound, 712-770-4005, and that PIN 29461 pound. The playback for the message that you just received from Dr. Vanessa is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085, same 957-677 pound. Dr. Vanessa, please give us our benediction.
All righty, and thank you, thank you, thank you again to everyone who has called in. That will be Awareness Wednesday that we want you to hop on, and I'll be co-hosting with our dear Diamond President Victoria in just a few minutes. It's always powerful, and we want you to be a part of it. Asking all of us to keep our dear Minister Robin Wilson in a special prayer. We have been praying for her relative Mother Daisy, she did transition, and that homegoing celebration is today in North Carolina. So let's keep our family member in our prayer. Let's go. Spirit of the living God, we thank you that we know we're chosen by you. We know you've equipped us, downloaded inside of us, stirring up within us all that we are called to be to glorify you. I thank you that in the midst of this suffering, in the midst of these trials, in the midst of a time like we have never seen before in this pandemic, you still, Jesus, are Lord. And nothing catches you by surprise. And when we anchor our trust, our hope in that, we thank you that we have ears to hear and allow you to guide our hearts. So as we leave this call, but we never, ever are leaving your presence, I thank you that the favor falls on us. And we remember that we are in the best land in the world called the United States. And as we celebrate your faithfulness for bringing us to the kingdom for such a time as this, we will edify others as we glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out, have an absolutely awesome day as we celebrate Christ and have the proper response to all we're walking through today. Be blessed. Bye-bye.